Temptation, that's Heaven 17 on Nova 1035 on the 24th and 25th of May. There's some exciting golf happening. The Tournament of Titans, the top 10 Namibian players and 10 legends of the game going head-to-head. In the studio to tell us a little bit more about this, I have Mr. Cor Bjerke. Good morning, Cor.
Morning, David.
So tell us exactly, what is the whole, I know this isn't the first time this is happening, the Tournament of Titans, what's it all about?
Oh, thanks, David. The Idlewild Tournament of Titans, as it's known this year, basically originated at the 19th hole in front of the pro shop in Vintage after copious amounts of beers and us being as smart as a tree full of owls. And we wondered... we started wondering when Namibia was, well, let's rather put it this, in the 19th and 2000s, Namibian golf was doing quite well and on the regional stage. And recently, and I'm saying recently, last year, we noticed that the team was struggling a bit, right, on the regional stage. And we basically decided... Well, after evaluating the situation, that this was largely due to a lack of funding for Namibian golf and exposure of those players to intense competition under really pressured situations. So we decided, but let's see what we can do, what we can do about that.
Okay.
So we decided to put together a invitational team, which consists of some of the, let's call it the Namibian legends of the game, and people like Werner Lassen, Frans Warnekom, Joe Navanga, Eggy Dodds, all those old Namibian players. Joe being a professional still, he played on the Sunshine Tour, Frans Warnekom as well. And I mean, Werner Lassen, when he was a young man, played against guys that now play on the American PGA Tour. Hmm. So those guys, together with some other excellent Namibian golfers that does not play for the national team, to put them up against the top ranked Namibian players under the same conditions that they would normally face in a regional tournament.
Okay.
And really give them that exposure and in the process also raising some funds for the national team.
All right. So you mentioned some of the legends there. Who are some of our top ranked players?
Well, on the Namibian side, well, there you've got people like Brendan Britton, who's who was the captain of the Namibian team that just played in Botswana. You've got Todd Parker that's currently playing in America. Mm-hmm. He's not necessarily part of the national team, but was drawn in. We've got young, very, very exciting youngsters like... Winsley Hasep and Jackson Kavaya, that these guys really come from Nederige roots. I don't know, my English left me there, but exciting young players. When we were playing last year, those young guys really took it to the older guys.
Okay, so it's a 2-day tournament. What format are we looking at?
Well, it's Saturday. We're playing the first 18 is a better ball. And then the afternoon, we'll be having some foursomes, which basically means alternate shots. And then on Sunday, it will all be individual. Everybody, every man fighting for himself. Mm-hmm. Like I said, under the same conditions, everybody playing from a scratch. There's no handicaps involved. Match play. Let's see what comes out on top.
Sounds very, very exciting, and like you say, good for the exposure. I mean, I'm not too sure. Obviously, happening at the Windhoek Golf and Country Club in Windhoek.
No. Actually, last year it was at the Windhoek Golf and Country Club. This year we're doing it at Umaya.
Ah, all right.
To once again get something different and expose those guys to some different conditions.
As far as sort of spectator sport? I mean, you obviously see internationally huge crowds lining the fairways. Is it possible for Namibians to come and support and come and watch some of the golf?
Absolutely, absolutely. I know the guys on Umeå is definitely going to be lining up the fairways. And obviously, everybody is invited to come and have a look. And you'll really, really, really see some great golf this weekend. The legends, smartly dressed by Holland and the Namibian team by 6 More 9 Sports, so you'll be able to identify who's who.
Okay. And then obviously, like you said, in terms of growing the game going forward, if there are youngsters, I know a couple of the schools offer golf as an extracurricular activity, but for people who want to get involved with golf or want to find out about their kids getting involved in golf, can they get hold of the different clubs?
Absolutely, absolutely. We've at Vintook Golf and Country Club, we've got a very, very good, junior program.
Mm-hmm.
Some excellent guys there. I know Jonah Vanga, Moritz from Plitwitz, Graham Fransman, and Damien De Silva, they're all involved there with the development of young players. And with regards to involvement, it's really difficult to get funding for these kind of events and things. So, I mean, without the sponsors, this would be impossible. And if I can just take the opportunity to thank some of them. I mean, we've got Rico, Rico that sponsored last year as well. Obviously, Hydroworld, that is the main sponsor this year. Without these guys, it's going to be difficult. Hollard, Olympia Optics, Sika, Nova, you guys also came to the party. JSB, Buildwise, Nectus, just to name a few. And I must really encourage the guys out there, especially the corporates, to please feel free to donate to an event like this. And all additional donations that will be received will go directly to the Namibian team. We really like to get some new corporates involved. When you go and beg at these guys and say, listen, you always come to the same 10 people for the money. So some new intervention there will be fantastic.
All right. Cole, finally, I believe you in previous years were a team captain. You're not playing this year. You're only on the admin side?
No. Last year when we started, I was the event organizer, basically the team manager for the legends. Tadi Gururup is the current president of NAGO. He's on the Namibian side, and basically this is my baby that I'm trying to grow. This is the second year. I'm sure it's going to be absolutely fantastic, and we just like to make it bigger and bigger and bigger every year.
Well, Cole, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much, David.
And again, a reminder for everyone, if you want to, it's happening on the 24th and the 25th. That is this weekend at the Omea Golf Club.